May the Lord Jesus impart to us the grace of longing to have only the very purest motives and always at our hand to. Amen. Well, tonight during my communion service, I was repenting and asking for my heart to be purer, and at the same time declaring my love for Jesus over and over again. I love you, Lord. I love you. At one point, I saw him so clearly, and he said, I love you too. And as I was writing this down, I heard to my right, he said, oh, you heard that, did you? I said, you know I did, Lord. He continued, sweet words, your words of love for me and such a broken, contrite heart. I am without the ability to resist that combination. Oh, Jesus, I do so want to be more pure of heart. And thank you for protecting me from the onslaughts of the panther. The Lord replied, he will be back, but you've passed a milestone in understanding his strategies, and there's great hope that you will conquer him and your other foes with my grace empowering you next time. And what he was talking about there is I've realized that you're just kind of going along and doing your thing, you know, being faithful and what have you, and all of a sudden you see something and you think, oh, that could be really helpful. Like in my case, the last time it was the essential oils, and I was thinking it could be really helpful for Ezekiel. And then I looked into it a little deeper, and the more I looked into it, the more I liked it, the more it appealed to me, the more I thought it would be beneficial for him. And I sought the Lord about it at that point, and I didn't get negative readings. But I didn't go deep enough in my discernment. I wasn't paying attention to my conscience because by that time I really wanted to try this with him. I think the point to understand here is that any time we want to use a device outside of God or are thinking how to do something without God, outside of prayer, I think we're walking on dangerous ground. I think that that's when the enemy can mislead us the most, because he has given me the gift of healing and the ability to pray and see a healing take place. So why would I resort to oils? You know, and that was something that came up when they came in the mail, was that very thing. Gosh, Lord, I pray over him and you take the pain away. But what I realized in all of this is that you kind of, let's just say they throw some fly bait out there and you jump at it because it's interesting and you check it out and you start getting attached to it and you think, well, you know, that's a great idea and I like this idea and this would be a good thing to try and it does smell good after all, which I found out some of the remedies don't smell that good at all, but that's not the point. And the point is that you get deeper into it and then the devil starts inflaming you. And you don't even realize it all the time that you're being inflamed, but you're being inflamed and forced into a trap by your own desire nature. Because I was fine without thinking about it before. But that's how the Black Panther works. He presents you with a lesser good and convinces you that it's a greater good, and you jump at it. And so that's part of what's going on with this. You know, it was fine before I even thought of that idea. But the enemy laid a trap for me, knowing that I would be attracted to it. And the Lord allowed me to misunderstand the readings that he gave me, and I moved forward into it. So it can be very, very slippery. Yeah, but he's been protecting me in the sense now that I don't have a desire for anything. But I know the devil's tactics. He's going to come back and tempt me with something. I'm going to feel weak and he's going to tempt me with a lesser good. And that's when I need the strength of the Lord the most. So returning to the original conversation, so we don't lose track of what the Lord said, I was praising him and worshiping him and telling him, I love you, Lord, I love you. And all of a sudden I heard him say, I love you too. And as I was writing that down to share with you, he spoke up again. Oh, you heard that, did you? And I said, you know I did. Oh, Jesus, I want to be so much more pure of heart. And thank you for protecting me from the onslaughts of the panther. The Lord replied, he will be back, but you've passed a milestone in understanding his strategies. And there's great hope that you'll conquer him and your other foes with my grace empowering you next time. Now, where was I with the sweet enrapturing affection from my bride? Because I had said to him, Lord, this topic, really, I hate this topic. Can we talk about something else? And that's when he replied, now, where was I with the sweet enrapturing affection from my bride and her sole desire to be pure for me? He continued, that is the sweetest topic for me to muse on, because it brings to mind all my hopes and dreams for my bride and the destiny I have chosen for her. Even as you considered, I had told you about what I was going to do with our music, and I mentioned many people to you. Still, you did not go looking for ways to appeal to many people. You focused on what I was asking of you. I knew that if I told you that, you would not be swayed to change your motivation to help yourself arrive there. Rather, you would continue to keep your tunnel vision on me and me alone. Although the enemy has approached you with tempting propositions, you have ignored him. Thank you. And what he's talking about there was the temptation to see what kind of music is most popular in the spiritual realm, because there's channels that have nothing but soothing music on them, and I don't want to copy anyone. I just want to keep my eyes on the Lord and let him do what he wants through me. I answered the Lord, it's taken me 70 years to change my focus. May you, God, help me to never go back to worldly motives. I know that had you given me this gift in my 20s, I would have squandered it on the world and not been the least bit happy. The Lord answered, and this is the very reason I hold some back from their destinies. Were I to plunge them into it, they would be unable to resist the corrupting invitations from the enemy. You have encountered one such situation recently where personal motives overshadowed integrity, and a very precious ministry was put on indefinite hold until the vessel realizes that somewhere along the line they took a left turn from me and wandered away. This is one reason why purity of motive is so important to me. When corruption gains entrance into a soul, if they succeed at what they're doing to the point where they have a large following, Satan will string them along. And at just the opportune time when they are the weakest, he will push them over the edge into a cesspool of filth. And what he's talking about there is for people who haven't conquered lust or any other kind of corruption, is sitting there. It hasn't been totally conquered. It's still got an influence on them. So the devil, you know, they allow it to stay there, and the devil like leaves it alone and lets it lie dormant until he's ready to really snag them. And those who had been following this anointed vessel, Jesus continued, will be scandalized, and some will leave the faith. This has happened many a time with well-intentioned men who never overcame lust. So I consider a pure heart kept just for me one of the greatest gifts a soul can give me. It truly is a virginal heart, no matter how defiled they have been in the past. And truly it is those souls who appreciate salvation and forgiveness more than the righteous, because they know they deserve hell's fire for the things they've done. Even someone like Mary Magdalene had a broken and contrite heart for me. And I was reminded of Psalm 51, the sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, a broken and contrite heart, O God, you will not despise. Jesus continued, King David knew this secret, and it made him one of the most beloved souls of all time to me. Though he had his moments, his repentance was thorough, and he was utterly wasted and broken by his sins and their consequences. My dear brides, no matter what your faults are, the trait most alluring to me is a pure heart, free of duplicity, free of deception, free of personal interest. A heart such as this has great influence with me, and among the angels of heaven as well. The defilement of the world sticks to a soul like tar and smells noxious to all of heaven. It is for this reason that even the angels avoid assignments with these, and yet there are among my heavenly servants those who have pity on the proud, the arrogant and corrupted souls, and they most often end up with those assignments because they're first to apply. You know from experience, Claire, the heartbreak of working with a soul who in the end only goes their own way, after all. It has broken your heart many, many times, and I understand why you take a dim view to helping those you sense are captive to this sin, because you know all efforts will most likely go to waste. You've had two recently that left you empty inside. But, my dearest, the graces meant for them did not get wasted. You will be surprised to see the many souls that corresponded when I offered them what the others rejected. Oh, Claire, you will be so thrilled and edified. But for now, you must just take it on my word. Be thrilled over that, dear one. I'm trying, Lord, but just looking back on these two souls is painful, very painful. He continued, it is not in your realm to expect results, but only to do your best and let go at the appropriate time. I know it seems fruitless at the time, when I told you to keep walking with them and they took their own direction over and over again. I know well that empty feeling when a child wanders off into the wilderness and away from the safety of the sheepfold. It is as though you have lost them. But I continue to work in their lives, and many times they do turn around. But for the ones who don't turn around in spite of my best efforts, and ministers as well, I grieve beyond what you can imagine. The two parallels I gave you about the soul searching for the finest honey and the soul lusting after gold ore and the fork of a mine that was unstable and liable to destroy them, both of those stories were about those who go their own way, but for two different reasons. Yet pride is the deceiver that causes them to believe they know better than those around them. Someday, my love, every tear will be wiped away, and the story will be told in eternity of those who chose God and those who chose themselves. When that happens, you will cease to grieve for them. But for now, that pain, very deep inside, is bringing forth good fruit for the seed that fell on good soil. Keep plowing and planting, my love. The harvest will be beyond what you can imagine. There will be rejoicing, laughter, and singing in heaven on that day. Rest assured, you will be overjoyed. This is that part of heaven that few understand. When I promised, eye has not seen, ear has not heard, neither has it entered into the heart of man what God has planned for those who love him. It's 1 Corinthians 2:9. Most will not be expecting this fruit because they saw their efforts as a failure. Oh, how wonderful that day will be for us all. And that's the end of his message. I just wanted to give you a footnote on that. I want to encourage you to read the story or to listen to the video from December the 11th, 2014, Home Runs for Heaven. His grace will not return to him void. And if for those of you who have the book Chronicles of the Bride, It's the story about Pantutu, and I think it's in March, maybe March 9th. Don't remember what year, but it's in my section of the book, and it's about the souls that took the graces that other people didn't want, and they ended up in heaven. And it's a beautiful, beautiful narrative. So I encourage you to read that. And I want to thank you, dear heart dwellers, for caring about us and taking care of our needs. We appreciate that so much. We've put our lives into serving you, and it's a beautiful thing that some of you care enough to take care of what we have to put out. And I wanted to tell you that I have gone ahead and purchased, according to our limited budget at this time, some of the Rhema books. And I've been sending them out, especially to people who make very small donations, because I know those people don't have the money to buy them from Amazon. And it was never my intention when we put that book together that anyone should have to pay for it. But because of circulation with Amazon, we were forced to do that. But I do have them now. They've arrived here at my house, and we will send them out to you if you can't afford to buy one. So I want everyone to have this book. It has had an amazing impact on all of us that have been using it, because Carol did an awesome job of bringing the real meat out of the messages and compiling it into a book under topics. And boy, I'll tell you, when you go to that book and you ask Holy Spirit to pick a page for you, which is what I'm doing now, by the way, rather than binding the enemy off the book, I just say, Holy Spirit, would you please pick a reading for me? And there's no enemy that's going to stand up to him. And the readings are just amazingly spot on. So I encourage you all, if you don't have a copy or you can't afford a copy, write to me and we'll send one to you. It's too easy for folks to just type in comments that they would like a book. That's why I'm asking for you to write to me. And according to our budget, we'll send you a copy. And another thing in the works is we're going to have a compilation of healing messages on CD for you. I think it's going to be several discs in a set. And right now we're contemplating acquiring a small amount of equipment to be able to do it so we can send it out to you free. So that will be happening. Our first topic will be healing, and our second topic, how to hear the Lord's voice and discernment, because that's a huge thing. But I'm looking forward to those, because I know you're going to be able to pass them out to your friends and listen to them again and again, and the Lord is really going to help us get over the things that are standing in our way. So we are working for you because we love you and we want you to have everything the Lord has shared with us. God bless you, heart dwellers.